So then from the production side, yes, it's a Texas phenomenon and a Mexico phenomenon today. And there's really two ways that it can move. One is that that fly population, again, that these flies that lay the eggs that create the larvae, if that moves north, they can bring this with them, obviously, and infest additional areas. The other way is for animals to move that are infested, and then that creates a population. And so that's what the focus is really on is, hey, out of those infested zones in Texas, if you're going to import or you're going to bring animals from there to Iowa, they would have to move under a permit. They would have to be viewed by a veterinarian within a few days of before they depart, and they would have to be treated with a parasiticide before moving. Again, these are all layers of protection so that you aren't going to knowingly or unknowingly move an animal that's at risk for bringing it with them. And so that's really what the focus is, and really trying to fight this down where it is with sterile flies and et cetera, and restricting movements.